The water is a perfect temperature today.
Yes, it's super fresh. Perfect for this heat today. Oh, Jeannie, come get in the pool. Yeah, come on and join us.
No. I prefer to stay here sunbathing and eating these.
What do you think about the hurricane thus far? It's come and gone. What do you think? Hello?
It's strong.
Did you remember the rain and the winds? What do you remember most about the hurricane?
That trees fall down. And it was like, and then like gates were falling down from Stony Brook and like all that stuff.
Wasn't it crazy just walking around and seeing the trees and the water? Wasn't that pretty intense, right?
That was like a lot and intense. Like that is so powerful.
Did it scare you?
A little bit. It didn't scare me. It just shook me up a little bit.
It shook you up a little bit, yeah. I mean, we've been stuck here for a while, right? And nothing to do, right? No school?
No, nothing.
Yeah, nothing, no school.
I gotta tell you something. I have a snow area.
You do? A snow area, because that's what you've been doing here while you're at home, right? What you've been doing?
I've been playing in the snow, and then there are like snowflakes and like snow everywhere. I've been snowing so much, so I make soup and some things like that, cold soup.
Cold soup. Well, I think you've done a great job. You went ahead and handled your first hurricane just fine.
It's like your fifth or fourth, right?
Yeah, I've been through a few of them. I want to say this is probably my third really good one.
Oh, third? That means you're still learning.
Like, I've been through some other ones, but as far as really powerful ones, I would say this is the third one, yes.
Do you need some shade?
No, thank you. You're holding an umbrella indoors, and you know that's bad luck, right?
Wait, bad luck? Why is it bad luck?
That's just a superstition that people have.
Okay.
It's okay. You don't have to close it. You can keep it open. Just tell him.
Oh, okay. Bad luck! Ah!
Okay, so this is what cabin fever sounds like right now. Someone that has been inside the whole time, but you've been lucky because we've had electric, we've had water, and other people don't.
Yep. We're lucky. We're super lucky.
Yeah. What else did we do while we were dealing with this ordeal in Hurricane Irma? Do you remember? What else did we do?
We went to Target and we looked at trees.
At trees?
Went to Target.
We didn't look for trees. What did we look for?
We looked for a toy for me.
Why?
Because, like... well, first of all, like, I went to have a toy. I wanted a little doll, and then they didn't even have it. And then I just got the monkey. But, like, after that day, I'm thinking, then we went to another Target, then I saw a monkey.
Right, you wanted the monkey. So during this whole time, we're worrying about hurricanes, and people are worrying about light and electricity and power and not even being able to work, and here you are worrying about getting a toy and opening umbrellas and crying about the little things. But what is expected of a 7-year-old, right? You're a little 7-year-old. You don't know any better. So now going forward, when someone tells you, oh, hurricane's coming, what are you going to think?
Scary.
Really?
A little bit scared. It's going to shut me up a little bit. Like, shut me up.
What do you mean, shut you up? What do you mean?
Like, it's not going to make me talk. It's, like, not going to make me talk. That's what I'm saying.
Do you feel like now when people talk about hurricanes, you know what they mean?
Like, yeah. Like, this is, it's, like, a big, strong wind. And then, like, it's, like, this 100%. Like, it's 100%. Like, it can, like, get trees and, like ruin stuff. Like, and I have a question. Why do we have hurricanes?
Well, it's part of the Mother Nature. They just come and go. Sometimes, you know, Mother Nature says, you know, we got to have extra rain. And for whatever reason, it keeps coming. But it doesn't come every year, though, so.
But why do we have bad things then that can kill us?
I don't know. That's a great question. But I do know that it comes, and it's something we have to deal with. But the good thing about it is that we can prepare for it. So that's a good thing about it. It's something that we can see in advance and get ready for.
Yeah.
So I think
I'm going to my snow place, okay? But bye.
Okay, anything else you want to talk about regarding the hurricane?
I have an elf on the shelf, and then I miss her so much. And I got a present last night, and she didn't even come. Probably that was like the hurricane or something like that.
That's right. You had the elf on the shelf and didn't come through, right? Well, the hurricane is stopping a lot of people from moving around.
Yeah, probably it's in Christmas.
Yeah, I agree. Christmas.
Probably the eyes in Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, I have to go back to my snow place and make some soup for me. Okay. Well, I hope I see you later.
You will.
And I'll do recording probably in my snow place again. But I'm going to go cool myself down since it's super hot.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye.
Bye, Munchkin. See you later. Bye. That's the little one here. Notes after the hurricane. Goodness, that's life. Life as a 7-year-old. Not a care in the world. Learning things
and
with
after,
life.
They go on a walk. Oh,
I know you'll be back.
To get some sun and exercise. Like I told you in the beginning, the girls are very well educated and very well behaved, so everything goes wonderfully in the school, with the exception of one disagreement.